通常照着我们的习惯呢。
According to our tradition.
那么我们每在复活节的时候，我们教会会庆祝复活节，对不对？
And on the Easter day, we usually celebrate the resurrection of Jesus.
然后我们也会期望，总会用这个关于主耶稣受难或者是复活的信息。
And we also want to use this, the message that Jesus is suffering and his resurrection.
用这些经文来讲道。
And we want to preach over those messages.
今天呢？我还是想说，我们还是照着马太福音第五章。
Today I still want to follow Matthew chapter 5.
那我们要从主耶稣的复活来看，饥渴慕义它的意思。
I want to from the angle of Jesus' resurrection to understand Matthew chapter 5，
或者是说基督耶稣的复活和八福的关系
，or the relationship between Jesus' resurrection and the Sermon on the Mount。
虽然主耶稣在他还没有复活之前讲的马太福音第五章、第六章、第七章
，and those chapter 5, 6, 7 is taught that before Jesus' resurrection。
但是我们每一件事情都跟主耶稣的复活有关。
But everything is related to the Jesus.
而且我们每一件事情都跟主耶稣有关。
And everything is related to our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天我们还是要看马太福音第五章啊第六节，刚才你们已经念过了。
And we want to take a closer look of the Matthew chapter 5 verse 6.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. We'll pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们来到你面前，我们要感谢赞美你。
Our heavenly Father, that when we come to you, we want to give you thanks.
因为不是我们做了什么。
Because it's not what we have done.
你告诉我们只要信。
You told us if we believe.
我们也不能做什么来成就我们的义。
And we cannot do anything to accomplish the righteousness.
我们只能信，接受从你那里来的义。
All we can do is believe and accept the righteousness from you.
这就会使我们满足。
And this will fill us.
我们谢谢你。
And we thank you.
我们感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We give thanks and prayer in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们看第五章第六节的时候，那么他在这里呢，主耶稣好像用了一个比较。
And when we look at the Matthew chapter 5 verse 6, there's a comparison here.
他讲说饥渴，饥和渴。
And here it talks about thirst and hunger.
他让我们每一个人知道，食物和水对我们是很重要的。
And he wants to teach us that it is very important the food and the water related to us.
其实我们现在的生活水平我们可以讲说非常非常富裕哈。
And now our living is very prosperous.
我们现在所拥有的东西是超过我们所需要的。
And we have more than we need.
我们吃的东西也是超过我们所需要的。
And we eat more than we need.
我们的生活很舒适。
And we have a very comfortable life.
所以食物和水就不显得是那么重要了。
So that the food and water is not that important to us anymore.
最起码我们心里面不会这么想的。
At least from our heart that we don't concern that.
是不是啊？
Is that true?
我们口渴了，水龙头一打开就有水可以喝了。
When we are thirsty, that we turn on the faucet, then we can drink.
我们肚子饿了，冰箱里面打开就有东西可以吃了。
When we are hungry, that we open the refrigerator, then we can find the food to eat.
如果没有的话，跑到McDonald's或者是什么地方去买一个东西就可以吃了。
And if there's nothing in the house, that we can go to McDonald's to buy something to eat.
只有当有一天那个水和食物被剥夺之后，我们才知道这两样东西很重要。
Only until one day that the food and the water is taken from us that we can realize how important that they are.
主耶稣在这里让我们看见，食物和水是我们肉体生命不可以缺少的。
And the Lord, Jesus taught us here that food and water is the very important and necessary thing in our life.
同样的,
and the same point.
这个义对我们的属灵生命也是不可少的。
The righteousness is also very important and necessary for our spiritual life.
所以这是主耶稣让我们看见义的重要性。
And Jesus Christ wants us to understand the importance of the righteousness.
因为接下去他就讲慕义。
And next he talks about seeking the righteousness.
什么叫做慕义？
And what is seeking for righteousness?
那就是告诉我们，我们原本是没有的。
And he's teaching us here that we don't have that righteousness.
所以我们要从外面得着。
And we need to obtain it from outside source.
我们从这里我们可以看见，主耶稣他所说的义，不是我们人的义。
And from here we can understand that the righteousness Jesus is talking about is not the righteousness inside me.
或者是说不是我们自以为有的义。
Not because of our self-righteousness.
而是神的义。
It is God's righteousness.
每当我们看旧约的时候。
And every time when we read the Old Testament.
我们常常有时候会想神为什么要把旧约放在前面对不对旧约新约只要有一个新约就行了嘛为什么还要有旧约呢
Oftentimes we will think about why God put the Old Testament in front. Why we have the Old Testament, it seems that New Testament is already enough.
其实他让我们看见，他用以色列人给我们做一个例子。
But actually, God here wants to teach us the thing that He used Israelites to set an example for us.
其实，如果你仔细去看以色列人的事情的话。
But if you read carefully about the Israelites,
我们跟他，他跟他们跟我们是一模一样的。
And we are the same as they are.
以色列人他们追求自己的义。
And the Israelites they seek their own righteousness.
换句话讲，就是他们想要靠他们自己的义跟神和好。
And use another word, they want to use their own righteousness to reconcile with God.
或者他们觉得他们自己还里面还有一点点好的地方。
And then another thing is they still think they have some good thing inside of them.
所以他们可以达到神的律法的要求。
And they can reach to the requirement of God's righteousness.
可是圣经上告诉我们，以色列人他们虽然追求他们追求他们自己的义，他们反而失去了神的义。
And the Bible taught us that even though the Israelites they seek their own righteousness, on the other hand, they actually lost God's righteousness.
人虽然可以自以为义。
And even though people can think themselves righteous.
也许我们有的时候我们。华人，我们中国人可能会觉得说，哦，我不会自以为义，因为这个字蛮重的哈，这个义这个字蛮重的。
Sometimes Chinese people will think that I'm not self-righteousness because righteousness this word is very heavy.
我们的姐妹翻译的很好哈 ，self-righteousness。但是我们中国人。有一件事情一直深深的扎根在我们里面的。
But there's one thing that's deep down hidden in our heart.
就是我们常常讲人性本善。
And we believe that we are originally are good.
其实这就是我们以为我们自己里面有义。
And this is because we think we are good.
以赛亚书第六十四章第四节到第七节，我们看一下哈。
Isaiah chapter 64.
以赛亚书第六十四章第四节到第七节。
Isaiah 64, verse 6 to 7.
第四节到第七节。
Verse 4 to 7.
我念给你们听哈。从古以来，人未曾听见，未曾耳闻，未曾眼见，在你以外有什么神为等候他的人行事？你迎接那欢喜行义、纪念你道的人，你曾发怒，我们人犯罪，这景况已久，我们还能得救吗？我们都像不洁净的人，所有的义都像污秽的衣服，我们都像叶子渐渐枯干，我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去，并且无人求告你的名，无人奋力抓住你， 原来你掩面不顾我们，使我们因罪消化。在这里他告诉我们，他说我们人以为的义在神面前都像一个破烂的衣服一样。
And here it taught us that our own righteousness acts are like filthy rags.
我们都知道今年的春天到了没有啊？
Do we know that this year's spring has come?
你觉得到了是不是啊？
Think it's already come.
有的时候我们走在路上的时候，我们就看见那个树上面有那个枯干的叶子还没有掉下来的。
And sometimes we walk outside, we can see the dead leaves still hanging on the tree.
你知道，圣经上就是这样子告诉我们。
And the Bible actually told us this like this.
我们的义就像那些枯干的叶子一样。
Our righteousness is just like those dead leaves hanging on the tree.
我们人不但没有义。
And our human being, we do not only don't have any righteousness.
我们人也没有神所认同的义。
And we don't have any righteousness that God agreed upon.
就是按照神的律法的标准所定出来的义。
And the righteousness that God used His own standard to make it.
但是人却不知道自己是不义的。
But a human being, they don't know they are not righteousness.
因为圣经上告诉我们。
Because the Bible says that.
我们看罗马书第三章。
Shall we turn to Romans chapter 3?
罗马书第三章从第九节一直开始到第十八节。
Romans chapter 3 from verse 9 to verse 18.
他说这却怎么样呢？我们比他们强吗？在这里他是告诉这个非犹太人跟犹太人比哈，绝不是的，因为我们已经证明犹太人和希利尼人，那么有的新译本翻译成希腊人，就是我们非犹太人以外的人啊，都在罪恶之下，就如经上所记，没有一人，连一个也没有。弟兄姐妹，看到没有？这个地方神，我不知道我们能不能讲说神一竿子打翻了全船的人啊。他就是这个意思，没有一人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都是偏离正路，一同变为无用，没有行善的，连一个也没有，他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓，他们用舌头弄诡诈，嘴唇里有蟠蛇的毒气，满口是咒骂苦毒，杀人流血，他们的脚飞跑，所经过的路变形残害暴虐的事，平安的路他们未曾知道，他们眼中不怕神。所以在圣经上告诉我们说，我们人是没有义的，但是我们人却不知道我们没有义。
Here this passage told us that there's no one righteousness, not even one, but we don't know that.
在哥林多前书第六章第九节里面我们不看了，他在那里告诉我们说，他说不义的人不能承受神的国。
And in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 9 says, the unrighteousness cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
所以一个人他如果不饥渴慕义，他是没有办法和神的国有关系的。
If there's a person that who is not seeking the righteousness of God, he has no relationship with the kingdom of God.
所以在这里我们要想一件事情。
Here we want to ponder on one thing.
这就是我们跟主耶稣的复活要把它连在一起。
We want to connect this with the resurrection of our Lord.
人不会自己回转的。
People cannot turn back themselves.
除非神使他心里明白。
Unless God make him understand.
除非神使他心里明白他自己他是灵里面贫穷的。
Unless God make him understand that he is poor in spirit.
我们在马太福音，我们在讲八福的时候，第一福就是什么？他说，你们都会背了嘛，对不对？虚心的人有福了。那我们讲说，虚心的人就是灵里面贫穷的人。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 3, the first blessed is the person that who are poor in spirit.
就是自己是没有义的。
And it's talking about those persons that who have no righteousness in.
我刚刚讲过，咱们华人很发明了一句名言。
And I just told you that our Chinese people they invent one thing.
就是我们讲说性本善。
And we thought that everyone's nature is good.
再加上我们人的骄傲。
And plus our human pride.
我们总是和人来比。
And we always compare. People against people.
所以我们一比了之后就觉得我们还不错。
And when we're doing that comparison, we think we're not bad.
我们从小就喜欢跟比别人比我们跟那些比我们差的人来比。
From our childhood, we want to compare to those that who are not as good as us. I'm not sure about yourself.
我以前考试考了拿了成绩单回家的时候，我妈妈说你怎么考得这么差？
And when I was a child, when I take an exam and showed it to my mom, and she said, "Well, why do you have such a
low grade?"
And I will tell her that the people who live nearby that is even worse than me. That's our human being. And we always think we are not the worst.
We don't think we are the worst.
And we never thought we are the one that is wrong.
如果我们都认为我们自己是错的话，
If we think we are the one that is wrong,
我告诉你，你们不需要找牧师了。
And then you don't need to seek a, find a pastor.
人与人之间是不会有问题的。
And there will be no problem between people.
我们不会认为我们自己灵里面是贫穷的。
And we will never think that we are poor in spirit.
我记得有一次我碰到一个人很有意思。
And I remember once I met this person. He thinks he's a very rich man. And one time we were all going to something. And they arranged us to live in the same house. Now when I remember this, what kind of house is it like?
Like a department store. It's
just like a 商店。
Exactly, 我没有夸张的。
I'm not exaggerated.
后来我们那个朋友他就跟我讲说，哇，我现在才知道我自己很穷啊。
Then my friend told me, now I realize how poor I am.
我们如果看见一个真正有钱的人，
When we see a true rich person.
我们才知道我们自己是什么样的一个光景。
And we understand how poor we are.
人如果不看见神的义，
If people don't see the righteousness of God,
他是不会知道自己是不义的。
And he will not realize that he is not righteous. He is not righteous.
所以我们人很多时候这些事情阻挡我们去追求神的义。
And oftentimes those things that prevent us to seeking God's righteousness.
因为我们自己以为我们还有。
Because we think we have some righteousness.
另外还有一个原因，拦住我们人追求神的义的。
And another reason that prevent us to seek God's righteousness.
就是我们在物质上面的丰富。
Is that we are so rich in our physical, in our prosperity.
现在我们要跳出来一下，我们想一下饥渴慕义哈，有两个层面。
And we want to think about there's two aspects of the thirst and hunger of the righteousness.
对一个还没有信主的人来说。
To an unbeliever.
当他灵里面饥饿的时候。
When they are thirst in their spirit,
会把他引到基督的面前。
This will drive him to close to Christ.
首先，他会看见他自己是一个灵里面贫穷的人。
First, he will realize that how poor he is in the spirit.
这就是我们所说的虚心的人。
This is what we call the people that has humble heart.
其次，他就会看见他自己。所谓的那些义，他会为那些事情哀痛。
Next, he will be sorrow, for his unrighteousness.
他会为他自己的罪，为他自己的骄傲，为他自己的自大忧伤。
And he will be sorrowful for his pride, for his self-righteousness.
这个会把他逼到神的面前，到神的面前去认罪悔改。
This will drive him to God, and he will confess his sins to God.
接下去，他就会看见，他就会把他自己，我们所说的出于人的方法哈，人的方法和人的能力，降服在神的面前。
This will drive him to put down himself and put down all his way and his need, and he will be humble in front of God.
这就是我们已经从虚心的人，然后从哀痛的人，然后最后从 温柔的人，已经讲到温柔的人了哈。
And this is what we talk about the people's change from the poor in spirit and the mourn for their own sin and who is also humble and meek in their spirit.
接下去就带出来的就是今天我们所看的饥渴慕义。
And next, it will lead to this person will be thirst and hunger for the righteousness.
他就会追求神的义。
And he will seek God's righteousness.
你知道今天世界上其实虽然我们不是犹太人哈，但是呢，世界上有很多人跟犹太人一样。
Even though we are not Jews, but there's many people just like Jews.
他们不能接受福音。
They cannot accept the gospel.
是因为他们还仍然抓住自己的义，抓得很紧。
Because they are still seizing their own righteousness.
或者是这个世界上的这些所谓的物质方面的东西，这些世界上的名誉，这些世界上的地位，让他觉得他已经饱了。
And all the worldly things that like fame or physical need or the prosperity that make him think he is already full.
他以为这个就是他灵里面的丰盛。
And he thought this is his fullness in the spirit.
所以他没有办法接受福音的。
So that he cannot accept the gospel.
对，那时候我们跟他传福音的时候。
So oftentimes when we tell them the gospel,
然后我们就告诉他，你信了福音之后，你就会有这个，会有那个。
And often we tell them that when you believe, then you will have this and that.
他就告诉你，我什么都有了。
And he will tell you, I have everything.
我不需要你这个福音。
I don't need your gospel.
第二个层面。
And the second aspect.
饥渴慕义是表示我们信了主之后在灵里面的成长。
And the hunger and thirst for the righteousness is indicates that our growth in the spirit.
这个饥渴慕义在这里，它的意思是说一直不停的饥渴慕义。
And the hunger and thirst for righteousness means that this person is continually seeking the righteousness.
一直到我们见主面的日子。
Until the day he meets Jesus.
在马太福音第五章四十八节里面告诉我们说，神是完全的。
And in the book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 48, it told us that God is a perfect God.
所以他要我们也是完全的。
And he wants us to be perfect.
但是我们没有一个人可以达到那个完全的地步。
But none of us can reach that perfectness.
我们从保罗他对神的认识来看。
And if we look at from Paul's perspective,
这个我们要从腓立比书第三章那边来看啊。
This is taken from the book of Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书三章第八节到十四节。
And verse 8 to 14.
我念给你们听啊。
Pastor will read.
三章第八节，他说：“不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因为我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土。”为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。这不是说我已经得着了，我已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。我们先暂时停一下，在这里我们看见保罗讲了两句话，他说：“或者我也得以从死里复活。”
And Paul here talked about two important phrases here. And the first is he may resurrected from the death.
然后十二节他说：“这不是说我已经得着了，我已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求。”或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
And verse 12 says, not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me.
在那章十三节，他说：“弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了。”
And verse 33 here, he emphasized again, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it.
因为你们在这个地方，保罗不是说他没有把握。
And Paul here is not talking about he's uncertain.
他很有把握的。
He's very certain.
你从他写的其他的书信里面，你知道保罗对他的救恩非常非常有把握。
From the other books, Paul has written that he has the full assurance that for his salvation.
但是他对这位神的，他越追求，他对这位神的认识越多之后。
The more he seeks God, the more he know, he knew his God.
他知道这位神是一个无限的神。
And he realized this God is unlimited.
他所能知道的是非常非常有限。
And all he knows that is very finite.
所以他才告诉他自己，他说我乃是竭力追求。
Then he told himself he will work hard to seek it.
不是他没有把握。
It's not like he is uncertain. Because he knew this God very deep.
所以他到了一个地步，他可以说，他说我把世界上所有的东西，通通都可以丢下来，像粪土一样。
And he know God that so much that he can give up all the things on earth, all the things considered to him as rubbish.
所以我告诉你，你如果能够在神的里面能够饥渴慕义，你就会像保罗一样。 你越对他认识，你就越饥渴，越羡慕。
So I tell you that the more you know God, the more that you will be like Paul, that you will be more thirst and hunger for the righteousness of God.
问题是很多时候我们基督徒不认识这位神。
But oftentimes because we do not know this God more.
所以我们没有那个动力去追求他。
So that we don't have that power and strength, the motivation to seek this God.
当保罗写信给提摩太的时候,
when Paul wrote the letters to Timothy,
我们知道提摩太是一个传道人,
we know that Timothy is a pastor.
保罗仍然告诉他, 要他和那些倾心爱主的人一起追求。
And Paul still taught him that he should seek God together with those that who are pure and seeking God with their heart.
追求什么?
What they will seek.
追求公义、信德、仁爱。
They will seek righteousness and faithfulness and love.
很多时候我们看圣经，我们常常听到弟兄姐妹讲说， 哎呀，我也看了啦，但是没有得着什么。
Oftentimes we talk about our Bible reading that we will say that I'm reading Bible, but I don't get anything.
因为我们很想 get anything, 我们很想 get something.
因为我们从中想，确实想得到一些东西。弟兄姐妹，你要看圣经，你是要饥渴慕义。 And brothers and sisters, when you read Bible, you want to be thirst and hunger about God's righteousness.
其实当我们在看圣经的时候，我们就发现这个义啊，就是神他自己。
And when we read Bible, that we will understand this righteousness is God Himself.
就是基督。
It is Jesus Christ.
这个义不是世上的财物、名声或者是成就可以提供给我们的。
This righteousness is not the things on the earth. It's not fame or anything that from the world.
我们现在已经了解了哈，一个人如果主耶稣没有复活，如果主耶稣没有在我们身上工作，我们是不会看见神的义的。
If Jesus Christ do not work in us, that we cannot see the righteousness of God.
我们也不会饥渴慕义的。
And we will not be thirst and hunger for the righteousness.
也许你会饥渴。
Maybe you will be thirsty.
就好像传道书里面所罗门所讲。
Just like what Solomon described in the book of Ecclesiastes.
或者是这世界上的东西只能满足我们的口腹。
And he told us all the food on the earth can satisfy our physical need.
但是却没有办法满足我们的心。
But they cannot satisfy our heart.
那么今天在这个世界上，我们也会有很多的人际关系。
And today in this world, we have very relationship.
在那边讲说我爱你啊，你爱我啊，年轻人啊，很喜欢讲我爱你，你爱我啦。
And the young people might want, often talk about, I love you, you love me.
这些事情也不能满足我们。
And this will not satisfy us either.
没有任何的东西可以满足我们。
Nothing can satisfy our heart.
主耶稣在这里告诉我们的是我们会饥会渴。
And Jesus here taught us that we will be thirst and hunger.
你知道，如果说你不会，你已经信了主。如果你已经信了主，你说我已经信了主了。
If you say I believed, I already believed.
如果你不会饥渴慕义的话。
If you are not a thirst and hunger for the righteousness.
你很可能就没有。
You might not actually believed.
如果你有的话，你一定会，真的是当你饥渴的时候，你就会到一个对的地方去。
If you are believed truly, that when you are thirst or hunger, you will go to the right place.
或者
，or
你不知道你自己是被骗的。
You don't know, maybe you're deceived.
也许你有，但是你不知道你自己被骗。
Maybe you already have, but you don't know you are deceived.
所以你以为这世上的财物会让你饱足。
And then you thought that all the things on the earth can satisfy you.
或许你自己的私欲，当你自己的私欲得到了之后，会让你饱足。
Or your own desire is satisfied, then you think you're filled.
你知道，如果是这样子，你是真的是被骗。
If you are truly like this, then you are deceived.
因为圣经上告诉我们说，世上的财物会骗我们。
Because Bible teaches us that all the things that on earth sometimes will cheat us.
然后他说，你自己的私欲也会欺骗我们的。
And your own selfish desire will cheat you too.
然后他说，我们的罪也会欺骗我们。
And our sin will deceive us too.
所以我们在看腓立比书的时候，
Therefore, when we read the book of Philippians,
保罗他的祷告是什么？
And what is the prayer?
他的祷告是说，就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多，使你们能分别是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子，并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。在腓立比书
第四章，
腓立比书第二章啊，第一章。
Philippians chapter one。
腓立比书第一章，腓立比书第一章第第九节，我所祷告的，就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多，使你们能分别是非。这个分别是非啊，他是说，就是你会认得什么叫做 excellent。Excellent 叫什么？
最好的
不是只是次好的，它让我们会分辨知道，或者是小字他说或喜爱那最好的事情。接下去他说，做一个诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。
And from Philippians, the book of Philippians verse 1 to 9, that we will know have the knowledge of wrong and right, and to be able to discern what is the best, and that we can live a life that is a pure and blameless life until the day of Christ.
我们中间已经信主的弟兄姐妹。
And the brothers and the sisters that who already believed.
我告诉你，如果你越是饥渴慕义，越追求他。
The more you seek the Lord.
你越能够满足，
and you will be satisfied.
但是从另外一方面， 你又是想要继续的去追求，
and on the other hand, you will seek more.
就像保罗一样，
just like Paul.
保罗他知道耶稣，
and Paul knows Jesus.
他也知道耶稣完全的认识他，
and he knows that Jesus knows him completely.
所以他心里面想的就是有一天，不是有一天了，他在世界上的时候， 他能够认识基督，像基督那样子认识他一样。
And in his heart, he always think, believes that one day, the days that he lives on earth, that he will know Jesus just like Jesus knows him completely.
所以他真的是一个饥渴慕义的人。
And he is truly a person that seeks the righteousness.
所以他说，我能够忘记背后，努力面前的。
That's why he says, I can forget what already happened behind.
永远不停的。
And he will never stop.
那我们中间还有，也许你第一次才听到这个福音。
And among us, maybe you are, this is your first time to hear, the gospel.
也许你听了很久了。
Maybe you already, heard for a long time.
你说你一直没有办法接受这个福音。
But you have, no way that to accept this gospel.
从主耶稣讲。
From Jesus' teaching,
他告诉我们，凭着我们自己的义是不能到神的面前来。
He told us, according to our own righteousness, we cannot come before God.
在我们里面是没有善的。
There's no goodness inside of us.
在我们里面，我们也不会自己去追求义的。
There's no desire inside of us to seek God's righteousness.
神的义啊。
This is the righteousness of God.
我们唯一的只能靠耶稣，他为我们所成就的事情。
All we can do is trusting the Lord Jesus and what He has accomplished for us.
世界上的东西不能给我们满足的。
All the things on the world, in the world that will not satisfy us.
我们刚才在主餐的时候，我们读了约翰福音第六章。
And when we observe the Lord's table, we read the Gospel of John chapter 6.
很多人跟着主耶稣。
And many people followed Jesus.
主耶稣告诉他们，他说：“你们跟着我，只是为了一顿 free 的 lunch。”
Jesus told them that, you followed me because you want a, 免费的食物。
他说：“不要追求这个世界上的食物。”
And he told them, "Do not seek the food in this world."
要追求神的义
and seek the righteousness of God
就是主耶稣
and this is Jesus Christ
我们一起祷告
let us pray
来我们的主我们感谢你
the Lord Jesus Christ we thank you
你就是我们的义
and you are our righteousness
我们没有一个人在你面前能够称义的
None of us can become righteousness by our own.
只有靠着相信你。
And all we can do is trusting, believing you.
我们才能得到神的义。
So that we can obtain the righteousness of God.
我们谢谢你为我们预备了这个救恩。
We thank you for the salvation for us.
我们也盼望我们的弟兄姐妹真的是能够知道我们饥渴的时候只有你才能够满足我们。
We pray that our brothers and sisters understand when we are thirst and hunger, only you can satisfy us.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.